The good, the bad, and the ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
Hello, Terence.
Hello, Darren.
Let's get into it.
Listen, it's very grim, right? Recently, there have been 7 teachers that were suspended as a result of beating up children at schools. Mm. It's happening so frequently that I've actually lost count of the number of incidents that have been reported over the last few weeks. But there seems to be a pandemic of corporal punishment taking place in schools. An act, as you mentioned earlier, is illegal in this country. Mm. Now, here's I read an article in The Citizen about the incident of the teacher that whipped those 2 girls in the Richards Bay school. Mm. And the SATU Secretary General, Nkosana Dolopi, said that he condemns the violence towards the pupils as unethical and criminal, immoral. But he said that some teachers were beating them out of care and love.
Mm.
When someone you care about disappoints you, you lose it. It's not something you plan. This is what this union guy said, right?
Wow.
I'm sorry, but you do not beat someone out of care or love. I don't care what world you're living in. It's totally unacceptable.
It's one of the school of thought that women should be submissive as well to their husbands.
Yes, 100%. So, I mean, teachers need to find better ways of disciplining children. And children are always going to act out. You know, that's what they are. Teenagers and adolescents, full of hormones. They're going to find ways to push the boundaries. And if you're a teacher that's not capable of creating a disciplined environment, then you should find work somewhere else. It speaks to your ability as a teacher, not as a child. And although there have been many reported incidents recently, I don't think that there's a surge in this type of behavior, even though we've seen 7 incidents of it so far.
Yeah. I believe it's just that we're seeing it more often.
100%. Yeah. I believe it's always been happening. It's just that more and more children now have access to phones that are able to record this kind of thing and distribute the information via social networks. I think teachers have been beating children all the time. It's now just coming to the surface because there's a way to record it. Now, obviously, parents have a role to play in this too. You know, they should make their children understand that when they're at school, they're expected to behave in a certain manner, expected to behave themselves. I think parents tend to abdicate their responsibility. They think that, it's a teacher's responsibility. And children spend up to 6 hours at school.
Yeah.
That's about 200 days in the year. That's a lot of their time, and I understand teachers have to take an important role, but it all starts at home. What kind of environment are you exposing your children to as well? Now, the teacher that beat those 2 girls in the video, making its rounds on social media, and it was a particularly violent beating at that, if you saw the video. He's simply been suspended by the department pending an investigation. There was video evidence of assault on a minor, so why wasn't he criminally charged and sent to jail? It should be a dismissible offense, immediately dismissible. What more do you need? Yes, you can go through a process, but that process should be rapid. You say, you did this, here's the evidence, it's the law, you're going to be criminally charged, and you've lost your job. It is as simple as that. So, you know, right now that guy that beat up those girls is on the run. So he's suspended pending an investigation, and he still has access to those children, to their families. He can intimidate them. If he was that violent in the classroom in front of witnesses, can you imagine what he is like, what he's capable of? The fact is, teachers are fairly influential in communities. Principals even more so. And in one of those incidents, you have a situation where a principal allegedly raped a child and called in some of the teachers to join in. And there's video evidence of this.
What?
It's unacceptable that the Department of Education is simply condemning it. They need to do something more impactful.
Yeah.
Criminally charge these men. And with the case of that teacher that beat up the girls in the classroom in full view of their peers, what kind of message is the department sending out to these girls by not charging the man? You know, what are you saying to them? You've been assaulted so violently, your case isn't important or urgent enough to pursue more vigorously? There needs to be an urgent crackdown on these teachers. They should never be allowed to teach again, never mind be allowed to be around children again. You know, some schools, especially the private ones, do strict background checks and security clearance. And what the security clearance tells them is, if you're A, on the sex offences register, or have any criminal record involving minors. And what's more, it's that teacher's responsibility to maintain a clear record. And if they do pick something up in your background, you should not be allowed to teach. The child's right to safety far outweighs some criminal's right to earn a living. There should be repercussions before going out and beating up or raping a child.
So there's a lot of details that we couldn't cover right here. It's quite a comprehensive blog that Terence has written. It's up on our website. You can check that in your own time, ecr.co.za, not least of all the statement from our Minister of Education, Angie Motshekga. And we asked you earlier this morning, how would you feel? Your kid returns from school and you find out that they received a beating. Would you seek suspension or criminal charges?
Morning, East Coast Radio team. I think we need to establish the difference between corporal punishment and assault. Corporal punishment is what happened to us when we were at school. You did something wrong, you went to the headmaster's office, you bent over and he lashed you 2, 4, or 6 with a cane and it was done. This thing that's happening with the teachers currently and the schools and that's caught on camera, that is purely assault. That is not corporal punishment. I think we need to just establish that is the difference between corporal punishment and assault. Don't give corporal punishment a bad name. Corporal punishment is good for children. Assault is not good. Thank you.
Could not disagree with you more vociferously. Corporal punishment is illegal in this country and in many civilized countries. And there's a reason for this, because that gray area that you're talking about between corporal punishment and assault is so gray that you cannot legislate it. So we outrule the whole thing because of idiot teachers like this who do not know the difference between corporal punishment and assault. It's for them. That's why the law is there and that's why it protects our children.
And corporal punishment is assault. You take a cane to a child, that's assault.
Hi, my name is Emil. I'm from Durban. I don't even have kids yet, but if somebody beat my kid, obviously I'd want the person to be fired, but at the end of the day, nothing would make me happier than challenging that person to a real fight. I mean, yeah, you can fight a kid. That's easy. Can you fight a man? You know, obviously you've got issues. You take out your frustration on kids. Easy targets, soft targets. Could you fight somebody for real? That's what I want to know.
It's one of the toughest questions. I mean, as a parent, you get very, very angry, and one can be tempted to follow violence with violence, but that's why we have a legal justice system. You would want to take the legal route before you go. That would be a natural parent's instinct. Yeah. I get that, of course.
Morning, East Coast Breakfast. In regards to your question on the radio, if a teacher beat my child up, I would probably want to beat the teacher up. But yes, I would like him fired and the full extent of the law followed. If it was pure corporal punishment like we received at school, if a child didn't behave, then I would have no problem with it, because I'm not anti-corporal punishment. I think that's why kids are like they are nowadays, is because there isn't enough of a good whack on the bum. But you are beating up a child is unacceptable. But a good whack on the bum, nothing wrong with it.
With all due respect, madam, your idea of a good whack on the bum and these dysfunctional human beings' idea of a whack on the bum is that gray area that we're talking about, and that's why we have the law to protect our children. If we cannot protect the most vulnerable in our society, our women, our children, how are we supposed to protect the rest of our citizens? I'm sorry, this is not a gray area. It's assault. And it is illegal.
Yeah. I have to say, Darren, the point must be made that this is not a civil matter. They're criminal matters. And with the Department of Education's disciplinary process, there should be a parallel criminal process. If this person broke the law, he should face the might of the law. The offender made a choice to behave in that criminal matter, and he should be sitting awaiting trial with other criminals, not suspended sitting at home eating pancakes.
All right. I'll be following the story very, very closely. Thank you, Terence.
Thanks, Darren.